I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Any questions is normal. It's fun to talk about this stuff. Nothing is going to be off limits.
Happy Monday, everybody. And if you're listening to this on the Monday, happy Halloween. How's everyone doing? I feel like not a lot of people will actually be celebrating or like doing anything on this Monday because it's a Monday. But you can listen to this. This is a good plan always. But how's everyone feeling this morning? I feel like it's going to be hungover. So hopefully this can provide you some entertainment on this hungover Monday. And I'm sorry if you're on your way to work after being out all weekend and partying. I feel like I've seen a lot of people going out the whole weekend. I'm seeing people turn out like three looks, which I have to say, I love Halloween and I love fancy dress. I just love it. I mean, I don't know really the full ins and out of Halloween, but just the concept of getting dressed up, going out, getting drunk, all in the name of Halloween, I am down for. And the sheer effort that some people put into their costumes, I'm living. I love every year looking at like celebrities' fancy dress. I feel like because they've got so much money, they can afford to just be like so creative. Like I saw, who did I see that I really, really liked? I liked Kim Kardashian's. She was like a full avatar, like full in blue, face paint, like this latex suit. Literally looked insane. I have to say, I did really like my costume. I went as Moira O'Hara from American Horror Story. And if you don't know her, she's this maid with red hair. And she's basically cursed in the sense of she's like an old lady. She's like blind in one eye. She got shot inside the murder house in the particular series that she's on. But she's cursed so that men see her as like really sexy and attractive and like young, but she's actually not, which you might be thinking like, why is that a curse? But I can't really remember and I can't really explain it, but it is somehow because she's not that. She's actually this like, yeah, old lady, blind in one eye, but men see her and like objectify her as this like classic sexy French maid and like that's her punishment. Because like I said, she got shot in one eye. Because she was having an affair with someone's husband. Anyway, that's who I went as for Halloween. I'm actually recording this on the Sunday, so the day before actual Halloween, because my plans are this week. And I actually wasn't sure if I even was going to have any plans. I got the costume because I wanted to do something with this red hair. So many of you guys said to do like Jessica Rabbit or Poison Ivy, and I just felt like that was just like a really like obvious choice. So I wanted to do something different and fun and still be like sexy and stuff. So I actually got this costume with no intention of actually wearing it out, but suddenly I'm going out tonight, not actually tonight, on the Sunday. So by the time that this goes up, I am probably extremely hungover, just like you guys, if you are in the same boat. So we can be in this boat together. But as it is Halloween, I wanted to stick along the theme, sort of. It's not exactly a spooky episode. I kind of went down the more horror route and I asked you guys your dating and sex horror stories. So if you guys are, like I said, hungover in bed or you can't even allow yourself to be hungover, you're on the way to work, or like wherever you're listening to this, on this Monday, we're going to go through some sex and dating horror stories, embarrassing moments, just terrible experiences. Number one, just some Monday morning entertainment, some Halloween entertainment, sort of. And to start the week off, making ourselves feel better. And to know that if you didn't share any of this with me, but like I read out something that has happened to you, you just are going to know you're not the only one. And it's not, well, maybe some of these things aren't necessarily like normal, but these things fucking happen. Okay. And I thought it will lighten the mood on this Monday, but it's only fair that I start with myself, right? Where do I begin? I feel like I think I've mentioned one of these stories before. I'm trying to think of like actual, like, let me just start with like the dating side of things. I don't go on a huge amount of dates to have these horror stories, you know, but if I just think about like a date that I went on, it was post lockdown, but I'd been talking to this guy from Hinge like during lockdown, and obviously you weren't able to meet as easy, so it was a lot of just talking at first, which it's kind of like, and I don't like to do things like that because I feel like you can almost like overdo the conversation, if that makes sense. Like if you talk too much before meeting, it's like, where's the incentive to meet, if that makes sense? You don't want to like run out of conversation. I mean, I can talk for England, so for me to run out of conversation would be a big deal. But it's always just something that I worry about and like, yeah, get paranoid about going on dates. It's like, oh my God, what was it? There's awkward silences. But I have to remember, like, people enjoy silence. I know I enjoy silence, believe it or not. But yeah, we've been talking and I like was looking at his pictures and stuff because all I really had to go off was his pictures on Hinge. He had like such great chat, like really funny, like was like the one making plans and stuff, which is really nice. And not that that's different for me, but like, I don't know, sometimes I naturally just take a more dominant role when it comes to planning things because I like to be in control. But he was very much making all the plans, so like I had like high hopes, and I remember from his pictures thinking like, right, this guy is like more just sort of like averagely handsome, which I really like. Like, I'm not saying that as like an insult, I'm just saying he was just sort of like averagely handsome. And there was only like a couple of pictures, you know, like when you want to show your friends, like there was only like one picture that I was like, okay, I'm going to show them this one because this is his like best picture type thing. So maybe that's like a red flag in itself. But I remember sort of like getting to the date, and I think he'd said that his height was like 5'11 or like something, which is fine by me. I don't need you to be like 6'4. I just need you to be like quite noticeably taller than me, and I'm like 5'5", 5'6". So 5'11 and above for me, I'm not ruling it out. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I got there and we met outside the restaurant, which again, because he'd planned it. He planned a lot of like sit down, very like, intimate's the wrong kind of word because it almost didn't really allow us to be intimate. There was a lot of just sat across the table. Like we went for dinner and then we went for drinks, both like, with reservations, and like we're just like sat across the table from each other. So because I wasn't going in thinking like I'm super super sexually attracted to this man from the offset, it didn't really allow me to explore that because we were just sat opposite each other. Like there was no, you know, like if you go like bowling or something, you can like touch each other, like you can be a bit more like playful. Like this was very just like sat down and all you could do was converse, which is why I went on the date, because he had really good chat from our texts. So I was like, if all we're going to be doing is chatting, like, okay, like, I will give this a go. But yeah, we met outside and I remember thinking, oh my God, like, he's definitely a lot shorter than he said. And I feel like the pictures were old ones. Okay, essentially, I feel like I got a little bit catfished. But I am all down for giving someone the benefit of the doubt. Like I said, we'd had such good chat, like such good chat. So I was like, okay, maybe it's gonna be like a growing feeling. Like maybe we need to go like on a couple of dates. But yeah, no, we were just like having dinner, blah, 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 blah. Guys, I kid you not. Like, we were chatting and stuff. I could tell he was like a little bit nervous. So I tried to like make him feel a little bit at ease and just like, yeah, took control of like the conversation, made loads of conversation, et cetera, et cetera. And I kid you not, we'd finished our meal and I think we had a bottle of wine between us. Or actually, I think he got me a bottle of wine, like just to myself, which is, I can do that, no problem. But fucking hell, I was like, okay. But yeah, no, and I think he had like some of the wine maybe and like he got himself like a beer. And then as we were like paying, he paid and then he was just like, I'm just going to go to the loo. And I was like, okay. He came back, like, sniffing, like that, and, like, wiping his nose. And suddenly, he was a very chatty man. And I'm thinking, what have you just gone and done? I didn't ask, but I was very wary. I was like, right, I feel like I know what you've just done. Okay, then. Like, here we go. He also had told me that he'd been out the night before. So I don't know if he just like obviously didn't want to cancel on the date and whatever and just like needed this to help him pull through. Hair of the dog and all that. But yeah, then we went for drinks. This man got me like 6 porn star martinis. Okay. And like also bear in mind, I'd had the wine at dinner and yeah, literally finished the date. He had to literally rush off because we've been talking like so much. Then he got the train to come and see me. So he couldn't afford to lose like the last train. So we were like saying goodbye, but it was literally like he had 10 minutes to like run and get that train. So he just like was like, oh my God, I'm really sorry. I've really got to go. Like, I'm annoyed that like I'm leaving. It feels like I'm leaving in such a rush, but like we've just been talking so much and I've really loved it. Like, I'll text you, text me when you get home. Like, I've just really got to go. So I was like, okay. I walked home, went home and was sick everywhere because I clearly just like drank so much. Plus with dinner, like, I don't know if like I was just overwhelmed by the whole situation of thinking like, is this man like on drugs, like on our date, like all just so much. Yeah, came home and was sick. And I was like, thank fuck I was sick here and not on the date or like anything like that. But yeah, has anybody else experienced anyone else their like date doing drugs or like, I feel like he was because he definitely went to the toilet a couple more times. And for someone that was really hungover that day and was somehow managing to get through it, unless he was like a full on trooper, like I feel like he was. But he texts me afterwards saying like that was like the best first date he'd ever been on. And I was like, oh, really? Like, that's so sweet. But I think it's just because I am just an excellent conversation maker. I'm like, not going to lie. So that was pretty awful. And that's probably like one of the only dates I've really been on in Manchester. Like, low-key scarred me. I'm like scared people are just going to do drugs and like I'm going to go home and be sick like on every first date. And it also made me realize that like, I don't know, this is why dating apps suck, because catfishing is real. And it was such a shame because, yes, the conversation was, like, so good, but, like, the spark just, like, wasn't there. Like, it was just, like, two mates going out, which is fine. I feel like you need to go on these dates to know that kind of thing. So that's not, like, a a really, like, horror dating story, but fucking hell, a bit traumatic with the drugs, eh? I feel like I'm really exposing myself here. I'm trying to think of like sex horror stories that I have. I feel like one that sticks out only because it was just like such a shame is one with this guy. Oh my God, I wonder if he's listening. He'll know if it's about him because yeah, it'll be obvious, but we've like made up for it since then, okay? So it's all fine. But have you ever had it like with a friend, for example, like a guy that has always been your friend, but there's just like this sexual chemistry between you both. And, you know, maybe you talk about things and you flirt and stuff, but like nothing's ever really happened. So there's a lot of just like build up and conversation. And maybe some nights you get like a bit drunk and it's a bit flirty and like you kiss maybe, but like never like take it like that next step. But there's obviously just been a few times where you've, you know, tested the waters, like kissing on nights out and stuff, very flirty. Texts are flirty. Like, maybe you're, like, bigging yourself up a bit about, like, oh, like, we could do this, and, like, they're doing the same. Like, basically just a lot of, like, built up high expectations of what, if you guys did sleep together, would be like, essentially. And that is where we went wrong, because we just, like, built this, like, big thing up, like, you know, really just, like, bigging ourselves up even. And then the night came, and I think we just both knew that night that, like, this was going to happen. We just ended up both drinking so much. Don't know if it's because we were nervous. It probably was. And just, yeah, going back to mine, I think. And, oh my God, I'm literally, like, laughing, cringing, dying, like, even, like, saying this out loud. But I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it on, like, something before, I swear. But we just did, like, the absolute most, like, both. But I think it's just because we were both so drunk. Obviously had both, like, bigged it up so much, bigged ourselves up so much, but, like, so much so that, like, everything that we'd bigged up about ourselves, we just fucked it. Like, it wasn't good, okay? It was actually, like, really embarrassing. Like, I can't stop, like, cringing, smiling, like, even, like, saying this out loud. But, like, when I say, like, we did the most, like, the lights stayed on, because clearly we just couldn't wait and, like, you know, had no time to, like, even, like, set the scene. I think it was just, like, on top of the covers as well. Like, I think toys were involved. Like, the noises, actually not coming from me, but coming from him, were just, like, okay, like, way over the top. I did not perform well at all. Like, not at all. And I'm really upset because I do perform well. And this was not a true reflection of what I am capable of and what I was saying that I could do. It was mortifying. And, like, it was one of those things where, like, it was, I don't think we actually really even spoke. Like, afterwards for a while, like, I don't think we spoke. Because I think we were both just, like, so embarrassed about what happened and, like, how much of a letdown that was, because, yeah, we just got way too drunk. I'm all down for, like, having a little drink before something like that to just kind of loosen you up a little, like, help you relax, give you a little bit of confidence. Like, I don't think you should, like, what's the word I'm trying to say? I don't think you should rely on alcohol to be able to have sex, because if that's the case, then I think that's a little bit not okay. But, like, yeah, all down for it, just, like, helping a little, just like a glass of wine or two, whatever. But this was clearly way too much. We fucked it, we messed it up, but it's okay. I feel like I can say that because we've made up for it since then, and it's all good. Like, we're really, like, good friends now. Like, we got over it. I feel like it's one of those stories that we can just laugh at. But, like, at the time, I remember thinking, like, I don't even want to tell anyone about this because that was horrific. I fell off the fucking bed because we were just, like, rolling around like animals so much. Like, oh my God. That's definitely, like, up there when I think of, like, a sex horror story. What else is there? I feel like there has been some, but nothing, like, horrific. Although I will say one, but I'm not going to go into too much detail about it because I'm literally still traumatized from it. But this is why I don't like really big, you know, penises, okay? Because they do be doing damage sometimes. And I'm sure by even just saying that, you guys know what I'm going to say. And it's also why I don't really like doggy. Like, sorry about it, but, like, I think this is going to be so much TMI, but I feel like it might help normalize it in the sense of it might, some of you guys out there might have it. When I had my smear test, the doctor told me that I have, it's not, like, something wrong with my cervix, but she just was like, oh, do you bleed, like, after you have sex or anything? And I was like, no, not that I've, like, noticed or anything. And she was like, oh, okay, well, that's fine. Like, basically, you've got, oh my God, I'm really annoyed. I can't remember what the name is. But it basically means that my cervix is, like, quite, like, short, I think, which means it's more likely, like, if I was to have sex with someone with like a big piece, I would. She was like, it'd be completely normal if there was blood afterwards because, you know, they'd been like hitting it almost, just like, what's the word? I can't think of like words to use to describe it, but like, you know, not like damaging it or anything like that. Like, that's too much of like a strong word, but essentially just like irritate.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Irritating it. That's the word I'm trying to think of. Which would, yeah, cause like blood. And I'm sure like 9 out of 10 people listening, like girls listening, have maybe experienced like bleeding after sex or maybe even like during sex, whether if it's like period or whatever. But I feel like that is always like, I think when I was reading through some of yours, a lot of your horror stories were due to the fact that like there had been like blood involved. Oh my God. I feel like it's so traumatizing, isn't it? Blood anywhere is just like, oh my God, what the fuck's just happened? Like, what's going on? But yeah, one, I guess, that stands out is like, yeah, he wanted to do doggy. And like, I already don't like doing that because it's like quite uncomfortable for me because of, you know, my cervix issue. But again, I think he had maybe like a little bit too much to drink in the sense of wasn't reading my like signs or like body language. And it didn't hurt as such. But I wasn't like massively enjoying it, but not so much so that like I wasn't like, you know, willing. Like it was fine. But then he was suddenly like, oh my God, what the fuck? And I was like, what do you mean? And yeah, everywhere. And I was like, fuck. Like, because to be fair, what I was trying to say before is that like it wasn't uncomfortable as such, that I like wasn't enjoying it. But you know, you can just feel like, oh, like, like I'm gonna do this for like X amount of time and then we're definitely switching positions because that is just not my fave anyway. And I remember thinking at the time that like this feels like, yeah, it feels good, sort of, but like of it just, yeah, not with the size that you have. Like, I'll do this for a second then let's change, please. But yeah, he was literally like, oh my God. And I was like, oh my God, like I knew we shouldn't have done that. But yeah, I suppose, yeah, anything with blood is just like pretty horrific, pretty traumatizing. That has still kind of traumatized me, I'm not going to lie. And that is why, like, I need to find someone with like a boyfriend penis, you know, the one that's just like a nice, perfect size for me, isn't going to hurt me, isn't too small, but isn't literally going to cause what can only be described as a massacre on my sheets. But I've just googled the thing I was trying to describe earlier about my cervix, and it's called a cervical ectopy. And they normally just like fix themselves. So if you guys have that too, you might relate to me and what I was talking about and be in the same boat. But yeah, she said they normally like fix themselves, and it was only like if I was bleeding like after sex and stuff that maybe that they would go in there and try and fix it themselves, like if it was annoying me, but it wasn't at the time. But yeah, so get your smear tests, people, and you can find out this information.
Nothing is going to be off limits.
But that is enough about me. Okay, I'm done exposing myself. It's time to expose you lot. Well, not expose you lot, obviously. Anything that you send in to the Rated R podcast whenever I ask these questions is always left anonymous. It's just between me and that person that knows this information. And I'm about to share it with you guys, but, you know, you're just obviously not going to know who it is. Anyway, some of you guys have really been through it. Like, these are literal horror stories. So let's jump straight into it. Somebody said, this guy is gorgeous and well-known in the celeb industry. He's a producer for many shows and he was a freak. He had a stomach fetish and asked me to stand in front of him with lube on his stomach so he could masturbate to it. He then decided he was ready and it was a solid 3 pumps, then done. It's giving horror story and trauma for me. Wait, I'm not really sure I understand. He had a stomach fetish, so asked me to stand in front of him with lube on his stomach so he could masturbate to it. Do you mean lube on your stomach? I have never heard of a stomach fetish in my life. Oh my God, that really is, wait, kind of traumatic? I mean, the 3 pumps and it's done is traumatic enough. Oh no, we're getting to some horror stuff here. The condom popped and came off inside of me on my second time and he had to fish it out. I swear I convinced myself that something like this is going to happen to me, or like a tampon gets stuck inside me like all the time. I literally convinced myself something like this is going to happen. So the fact that that's happened to you, oh my God, that's literally added to my fear. How, I suppose you must know, but why was it all the way inside of you? Like, why is he fishing it out? Like, oh my God, oh my God. But these things happen, I guess. Maybe he got one that was too big for his boots, if you know what I mean. But somebody else said, went to make tea in the morning after and there were ants crawling all over his kitchen. Oh my God. Oh my God, I've literally got shivers from just like thinking about that, because I feel like your home is low-key like a reflection of you. And if he's allowing ants crawling everywhere, oh, I've just got shudders. And it's such a shame that you only discovered that the morning after as well. But on a funnier note, the same girl said, met a boy from Tinder and he was literally my height. I'm 5'2". And that's why I prefer Hinge. The horror! This next one makes me feel better about what happened to me when I said I fell off the bed. Somebody said I fell backwards off the side of the bed, bare ass naked, and got stuck in between the bed and the wall. He had to pull me out! Oh my God, fell backwards off the side. Bare ass naked. Oh. I kind of hoped that you'd maybe had like a couple of drinks so it wasn't as awkward as that sounds. The fact that he had to pull you out, oh my God, I feel so sorry for you, but like, that's kind of funny. I hope you managed to laugh that off. One of you said, I met up with a guy and he told me that he was scared of blowjobs because his ex bit him, but it just turns out he was small as fuck and it was then just the most awkward worst shag ever. Oh, to be fair, I know people that have experienced like bad blowjobs in the sense of, yeah, someone's used teeth, there's been injuries, but that has never stopped them like going again. So, I mean, if someone had said like, yeah, I'm scared of them because my ex bit me, that would, I feel like to put a boy off a blowjob, that would have to been like a serious, like carnivorous bite. Like, for them to be put off and scarred and, like, probably traumatised. Oh, I feel really sorry for you. Aw, wish he could have just been honest, but I suppose that's... I was saying this to someone the other day. Girls are notoriously just so much more, like, insecure than men when it comes to, like, body parts, like, small boobs or really big boobs or, like, saggy boobs or, you know, whatever, or just, like... there just being so many different types of like labias and vaginas out there, like we get really insecure about things. Like it's just, I feel like there's just maybe more parts to us and more like unique designs that society and just, I don't know, other things have made us feel really insecure about if it's not like the society's normal, if that makes sense. But I was thinking about being a boy. And if you had, like, a small penis, there's really actually not a huge amount you can do about that. Like, and they are probably extremely insecure. Like, I suppose, like, with girls and the things that I listed about like boobs and vagina and stuff, like if you've got the money and the funds and it's really, really bothering you that much, like there is like certain things you can do to change those things. But I don't think you can change a small penis. Like you're stuck with that. And there will be someone out there where all of these things, it obviously just doesn't even matter to you. Do you know what I mean? Like, from what I was saying earlier, I would absolutely clearly quite love a small penis. You know? So, like, it's all fine. It's all good and well. But, yeah, no, it is just a little bit awkward, especially because I feel like there's small and then there's, like, small. And, like, what good is that doing for you, I suppose, in the sense of you just said it was really awkward. Sorry, I now suddenly feel really awkward and I don't know what to say because I'm trying not to offend or, like, be mean or, like, anything. But, like, it is just a little bit awkward, isn't it? Okay, let's move on. Somebody said, a guy I was seeing bragged about having sex with someone the night before on a date. Ugh. I don't understand why guys do that. Although, actually, that's such a lie. I do understand why guys do that. And that's probably because they don't actually get a lot of girls. So the fact that he's got two, like, means that he, like, needs to brag about the fact that he had somebody else. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like boys that get girls, like, just naturally, they do not brag about it. Like, they don't need to. They should, or, like, yeah, they should let it speak for themselves, if that makes sense. So I feel like that guy was just insecure. Must just be an insecurity thing. The fact that he felt the need to, like, tell you that, to almost, like, reassure you that I do get girls. So, like, I've got options. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, that's pretty horrific. And that would put me off for sure. Somebody said, I was in reverse cowgirl and the guy says, am I better than, and says my ex's name. Oh my God, I would be completely traumatized. Number one, how does he know your ex's name? Maybe I'm assuming you've just, like, spoken about it, but, like, why on earth is he thinking about that while you guys are having sex? If anything, you hear about how, like, if a boy was to think about you having sex with your ex, that would completely put him off. But what, he's almost, like, using it to, like, turn himself on a bit. Oh my God, that's pretty damn scary. Let's do some dating horror stories, shall we? Somebody said he shouted at me for looking at my phone on a first date. Literally shouted at me in a restaurant. Lol, bye. Girl, I hope you said, yeah, adios, and did not give him a second chance. Because, number one, why the fuck is he shouting at you for something as little as being on your phone? That's something that you, like, might text about afterwards and, like, maybe say, like, yeah, I had a good time, but, like, you know, I don't know if I want to go on a second date. Just felt like you were a bit distracted, like, blah, 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 blah. That's something that you do after the date. To shout at you on a first date is a mega, mega red flag. Somebody else said, made a point of taking me to a very fancy, expensive restaurant, and then his card declined. I then had to pick up the bill, and he never spoke to me again. Oh, my God. Where do men get the audacity? If any of you guys have seen that TikTok, you'll know why I just said it like that. But, you know, where do men get the audacity? I'm sorry. I mean, he finessed the system, not gonna lie. But, like, us, that's what girlies are meant to be doing. That's what we're meant to be doing. Why is he doing that to you? That's not how it works. No, no, no. Somebody said it was a one-night stand. Not only did I start my period, imagine the crime scene, but also was sick on his to be fair, I know a lot of people that have done that, believe it or not, so I hope that makes you feel better. Did you definitely start your period, or was it, it might be what happened to me, you know, like, it's just you have a cervical ectomy, and it's not period blood, it's, like, actual blood, because of your cervix. Just a thought, it probably was your period if you're telling me this story like that, but, like, you never know. But, oh my God, I have never been sick on anyone's dick. I feel like I've felt close, but luckily I've just, like, stopped myself and, like, had a moment to be like, whoa, okay, like, let's come back in the room. But I can't imagine what it's like, and I bet that's absolutely horrific and traumatizing for both of you. And, oh my God. Somebody said, so my ex was going down on me from behind and the lights were off and he said he could taste metal. Well, Okay, so I'm assuming by the dot 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 well, you mean that there was blood there. I feel like boys always say like the blood, well, not boys always say, but supposedly like blood sort of tastes like metal. Do you know what I mean? Oh my God. Oh, these things. I mean, it's not like necessarily like natural, but obviously like it is sort of like at the same time. But fucking hell, aren't these just like, why does this shit happen during the most intimate times? It just makes things 10 times worse, 10 times more horrific. And yeah, literally like traumatizing. I would be scarred for a little while to do that again. This next one isn't a horror story. I actually think it's really cute. Girl, you should have sent this in when we were doing the X episode. Somebody said after we had sex, he told me I had a pink... a pink pocket of heaven. I legit wanted to die. A pink pocket of heaven. Girl, that's like the best compliment ever. In the sense of like, why do I think that that's really cute? And it's like kind of like low-key more of an ick than a horror story. But to be fair, I suppose I would die. I would blush. But it's a compliment at the end of the day. Somebody said, I got with a guy I fancied for years. And while we were having sex, we switched positions and he roundhouse kicked me in the face. Oh my God. Again, things like that would like fully traumatize me. But if I got kicked in the face, it depends how like hard it was. But I feel like you've got to laugh or just be like, what the fuck just happened? Or maybe be like, right, my turn. And kick him in the face as well. But let's do a couple more, because a lot of you guys had like very similar ones. Oh, wow. Somebody said mice horror story. Actually, maybe I'm going to save that one for the very last one. But somebody said on a first date, every dog that walked by, he made a comment about the size of their balls. Sorry, what? What is actually wrong with some people? Like, he let his intrusive thoughts win with that one. Somebody else said, a guy spat on my face during the deed and it absolutely stank. I almost threw up. Ew. Ew. Oh my God. Even like thinking about that. Like that's what I did, like a carpool conversations video, which is a series that I have on my YouTube, if you guys didn't know, with my friends. And we were talking about like spitting on the face. And is that like a yay or a nay? They were all very much like yay. And I was like, well, I feel like it's a yes in like only like certain situations, because yeah, for literal reasons like that, because I wouldn't be able to cope with that either. And finally, let's end on this one, because this is pretty horrifying. And this is again why I just, I'm so happy to be single sometimes, because this is bad. Somebody said, my horror story is that my boyfriend of 7 years was cheating on me. And then, but then had sex with me the like day after. I then found out he'd had been having sex with somebody else. So basically, I think what you mean there is that like he had sex with you the next day after having sex with whoever this person was, and like didn't tell you, which I think is horrific. And when you find out that kind of shit for yourself, oh my God, it like just makes you feel sick and hurt even more. Like, how could they just be so fucking irresponsible and disrespectful? And yeah, that is a fucking horror story if I ever heard it. And shit like that is just so traumatizing and horrible and yeah, horrific. Girl, I feel so sorry for you. I hope he's completely in the bin and you are living your best life, because that is what you deserve after a shit show like that. Well, I really hope you guys enjoyed this horror Halloween special of your sex and dating and relationship horror stories. Thank you so much. I feel like every time like you guys share these things with me, I just want to say thank you, because I mean, you don't have to share these things with me. And some things I feel like if it was me, I might have taken it to the grave. So like, I appreciate it so, so much. And I hope this has normalized a few conversations and situations and made anyone that this may have also happened to feel a little bit better. But if you guys didn't do anything this weekend and you are feeling fresh this Monday, then congratulations. And I hope this was just a great start to your week and made you laugh. But if you're probably like me, I'm literally speaking for my future self here and extremely hungover from this Halloween weekend extravaganza of messiness. I hope, again, this has made you feel slightly better. I hope you guys loved it, and I will see you next week, next Monday. But for now, happy Halloween, bitches!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.